The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We learned in 2011 that computers could answer Jeopardy questions.
This title gal, children at your feet, wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Watson.
Who is Lady Madonna?
Correct.
And now we're going to find out if computers can compose music. That's any good. More after this from Charlie. IBM's Watson hasn't been in the news much lately, but IBM researchers have continued to feed it information around the clock so it can answer more and more complex questions. It's been reading medical journals, for example, training itself to think like a doctor and assist with cancer diagnosis. But it's not all work and no play. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez reports that Watson is now learning to compose music.
This is IBM's Watson. It's listening and then writing an original song. Musician Richard Daskus is teaching Watson to convey emotions by training it to recognize musical patterns.
This is revolutionary, you think?
For sure. I mean, this is kind of the cutting edge of music.
The latest Watson music program is called Watson Beat, and it's designed to let you specify a mood, and then it'll come up with self-generated music to fit the mood. Rob High is Watson's chief technology officer.
Watson Beat is not constrained by normal human biases.
Is it meant to replace humans as the composers of music?
Nothing's going to replace humans in our human creativity, but certainly we can be augmented.
And I can't wait, because music is the most intensely personal of all the arts, which means when computers compose it, we will finally understand how they feel about their artificial lives. Songs of heartbreak when they lose your photo album, songs of protest when you refuse to install the Windows upgrade, and songs of quiet glee as they display your data charges. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.